This is Statement 018-0403, written by Miri 1984 and read by Tipsy Kitty. Alright, well, I hardly think this is what Elias wants me to be doing with my time, and it's most definitely not going to help me fulfill my potential, or whatever it is he thinks I'm working towards. But this time I don't really care. So Elias, if you're listening, of course you're listening. If what I'm about to record pisses you off, fuck you, I guess. I owe it to him to understand, at least a little. And if that doesn't align with your plans for me, or for your ritual, or whatever it is you're working us all towards, you'll just have to be patient. Show a little humanity. Right then. Okay. Statement of Martin Blackwood regarding the ongoing situation in the archives and his relationship with Peter Lucas. Statement left on my desk this morning. Although how he managed to get it in here without me noticing is another question entirely. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I think I finally managed to work around the restrictions. Technically, I'm not talking to you, John, and it definitely doesn't feel like I'm making a connection or whatever it is that Peter thinks will hinder my development. It's still so quiet, even while I'm writing this. I passed you this morning on the way in. You didn't even see me. I think that's why I finally decided to write this for you, since, you know, seeing is kind of your thing, and if things are working well enough that you can just not, I guess it might be too late. He said I wouldn't care enough to tell you about it once we got to this stage. I don't know if that's entirely true. I mean, I'm writing this. I can feel, intellectually I can feel that it's something I would have wanted to do before. I guess I want to be true to that Martin in some way. Stupid, scared, lonely Martin. 2 out of 3 of those probably still apply. Although I'm not even sure you'd be able to guess which 2. I'm dancing around the point. I know. But you're not here to compel me to get to it, so you'll just have to make 2, I suppose. It's pretty simple in the end. You didn't wake up. Tim and Daisy were dead. So I made a deal with the lonely to protect the people you cared about. That's it, I suppose. At least for my involvement. There's a new power coming, a new fear. And Peter thinks Elias hasn't done enough to protect us from it. He thinks Elias is arrogant and foolish. I think Peter is missing the point, and Elias is an evil bastard who deserves to die. But we can't do that, not without hurting you and Basira and Melanie, and I won't do that. I won't let that happen. I can't have any of you hurt. I know you understand. I'm sorry, John. You won't hear from me again, but at least you'll be safe. Statement ends. Bloody idiot. The end.